vision of equal nations pursuing the common good, although current events are challenging those commitments. But I don't think you can hold that against Pastor Herder.
Michael Goldfarb. In his final essay tomorrow night, he examines the Eurozone crisis. This series is a Wise Buddha production for BBC Radio 3 and was first broadcast last year.
Radio 3's celebratory year, Verdi 200, continues with the Royal Opera's Nabucco in Opera on Three. Verdi's first big success, music with a special place in Italian hearts. In the title role, a legendary singer who's reinvented himself as a baritone, Placido Domingo.
It was my first ever Nabucco, and also a coincidence, in 42 years of career in Covent Garden, this is the first time that I'm doing an opera that I have never done. And we see Nabucco, I mean, as Verdi put everything in that work.
Opera on Three with Placido Domingo as Nabucco, Saturday night at 6 o'clock. On BBC Radio 3.
And now, Late Junction with Max Reinhardt.
Thank you very much, James. Well, welcome to Late Junction, and as ever, it's a mixed bag. Tonight, the contents include a visit from a poet of this parish, Heidi James, piano workouts from Graham Fitkin and Mulgrew Miller, and a Bollywood classic from Lata Mangeshkar. But first, a slow-motion encounter with a welter of analogue keyboards. And it's from the duo Cluster, who are Hans-Joachim Rodelius and Onan Block. From their album Lauschen, which means listen, this is a piece called Melpomene, who was, of course, the muse of singing, who became the muse of tragedy. I'm all for flexibility in the workplace.
Thank you. Difícil vou manter de pé. Um cosavo prende força suficiente. Sucincada aguenta. Deu pulsita, tudo fé bovida na semana. Entrega caminho, descansa, pedi se força. Se amor da mostrar, se luz da força, caraça no dia de puta. Sozinha, aguenta, pega esmo. Nunca vou largar, nunca vou deixar nada. Travessa. Ei. Tão bom, vou ouvir que sofrer. Está ali uma boa. Tão bom, posso. E a caminho. Tá sofri, está ali uma boa. Dá um bofê, tá.
Alone you can't make it. Trust your faith, your life in his hands. That's a song about the divine, and it was M'sta il Mabo, or I'm here for you. And it's the final track for this week from the live album by Carmen Souza and Theo Pascal, the London acoustic set. Summery music indeed. Now, if tweeting through the balmy night appeals, we want to hear from you. Tweet us at BBC Radio 3, email late.junction@bbc.co.uk, or if you fancy, text 83111. There's a very approving whisper going around jazz circles, deservedly, and it's all about Lauren Kinsella's quintet, Thought Fox. So, from their debut album, My Guess, this is Nightlight. Time to be intoxicated by Mick Cody on bass, Tim Gibbs on piano, Simon Roth on percussion, Com O'Hara on trombone, and of course Lauren herself on vocals. No live gigs in the UK for them till the autumn, I'm afraid, but you can catch Lauren Kinsella at the Vortex in Dalston over the next fortnight, singing with Blue Eyed Hawk and Elliot Calvin.
Makes my heart beat so loud.
Yes, indeed. Birdland. That's a highlight from Radio String Quartet Vienna's Posting Joe. That's their homage to Joe Zawinul on Weather Report. Joe's mantra was play electric, sound electric, or I sing the body electric. Radio String Quartet Vienna, they say we sing the body acoustic, and I say you've only two more days left to listen to the Nightingales of India on iPlayer. Yes, it was originally broadcast on Radio 4 last Saturday, and it's a gem that features Yasmin Alibi Brown telling the story of the two iconic sisters who've been the voice of female Bollywood playback singers for the last seven decades. I'm talking about Lata Mangeshkar and Asha Bhosle. Even better, Yasmin gets to interview Lata and even sing with her idol. Worth listening to. And we are about to hear Lata Mangeshkar singing. She's singing Hum Tum Ek Kamre, The Two of Us Are Locked in This Room. And she's joined in that by Shailendra Singh, who she was probably locked in the room with. And it's from Raj Kapoor's 1973 movie, Bobby.
Bahar se koi andar na aasake. Andar se koi bahar na jaasake. सोचो कभी ऐसा हो तो क्या हो सोचो कभी ऐसा हो तो क्या हो हम तुम एक कमरे में बंद हो और चाबी खो जाए हम तुम एक कमरे में बंद हो और चाबी खो जाए
तेरे नैनों की भूल भुलैया में चाबी खो जाए हम तो एक कमरे में बंद हो और चाबी खो
आगे हो घनघोर अंधेरा
बाबा मुझे डर लगता है
पीछे कोई डाकू लुटेरा
क्यों डरा रहे हो
आगे हो घनघोर अंधेरा पीछे कोई डाकू लुटेरा ऊपर भी जाना हो मुश्किल नीचे भी आना हो मुश्किल सोचो कभी ऐसा हो तो क्या हो सोचो कभी ऐसा हो तो क्या हो हम तुम कहीं को जा रहे हो और रास्ता भूल जाए हम तुम कहीं को जा रहे हो और रास्ता भूल जाए
तेरी बैया के झूले में सैया बाबी झूल जाए
हम तुम एक कमरे में बंद हो और चाबी खो गुजरे
पीछे आ जाए हम तुम एक जंगल से गुजरे और शेर आ जाए
शेर से मैं कहूँ तुमको छोड़ दे मुझे खा जाए हम तुम एक कमरे में बंद हो और चाबी खो
खबर है थोड़ा सा मेरे दिल में ये डर है सोचो कभी ऐसा हो तो क्या हो सोचो कभी ऐसा हो तो क्या हो हम तुम यूं ही हंस खेल रहे हो और आप भर आए तुम ही हंस खेल रहे हो और आप पर आए
तेरे सर की कसम तेरे गम से भाभी मर जाए
हम तुम एक कमरे में बंद हो और चाबी खो जाए
तेरे नैनों की फूल भुलैया
Thank you.
Radiohead at their most apocalyptic. Idiotech from Kid A. They sampled that four-chord synth progression from Paul Lansky's Mild und Leise with his permission, then anyway, he later noted that he had borrowed the idea from the so-called Tristan chord that's heard in the opening phrase of Wagner's Tristan and Isolde. If you know where Wagner got the idea for the Tristan chord, then tweet us at BBC Radio 3, email late.junction@bbc.co.uk, and we'll think you're a boffin. But after all, nothing comes from nothing, particularly in music. And nothing comes from nothing, particularly in tweets. Thanks very much for the flow of tweets we're getting in tonight, particularly from Ashley, who likes that version of Birdland we played by the Radio String Quartet Vienna, and also Graham Walsh, who's loved all the Carmen Sousa tracks that we've been playing all week long. Now, here's a short contemporary piece by Fabrice Fitch, inspired by the work of 15th century Flemish composer Alexander Agricola and performed by Ensemble Leones, directed by Marc Luon.
جبت منك ومني يا منية المتمني عجبت منك ومني يا منية المتمني أدنيتني منك حتى ظننت أنك أني أدنيتني منك حتى ظننت أنك أني وغبت في الوجد حتى أفنيتني بك عني وغبت في الوجد حتى أفنيتني بك عني يا نعمتي في حياتي وراحتي بعد دفني يا نعمتي في حياتي وراحتي بعد دفني ما لي بغيرك أنس من حيث خوفي وأمني وإن تمنيت شيئا فأنت كل التمني. يا من رياض معاني قد حوت كل فني وإن تمنيت شيئا فأنت كل التمني. عجبت منك ومني يا منية المتمني عجبت منك ومني يا منية المتمني أدنيتني منك حتى ظننت أنك أني أدنيتني منك حتى ظننت أنك أني. Thank you.
back to the source. That was the Ensemble Leonis, directed by Marc Leon, performing Agricola's Patmos Agricola Est. Before that, Astonished by You and Me, a poem by Hallaj, who was a 9th century Persian Sufi mystic, teacher, poet and martyr, with a melody written and performed by Rim Banna, Palestinian singer from Nazareth, with a band led by Bugge Wesseltoft, who arranged and produced her CD, Revelation of Ecstasy and Rebellion. Well worth listening to. A little more music in a moment, and it's time then for our guest tonight, the poet, who may not be a mystic or martyr as yet, but she certainly is Heidi James, and she certainly is here somewhere. She's just gone off for a cup of tea. So far, tweets, well, we still haven't got the answer as to the inspiration for Wagner's Tristan chord, but it would be good if we did get one. And yes, everybody seems to be borrowing something from someone tonight. Listen to this. This is Lockie Terra's take on Township Jazz. Am I Proshno Kore?
Shahara, Rabuti Shahara. Amar Proshno Kore Nindru Butara. Ar Koto Kalami, Rabuti Shahara, Rabuti Shahara. Jabab Kichhui Tar Dite Pari Nai Shudhu Potho Khuje Kete Gelo Ejibono Shara, Ejibono Shara. Shahara, Rabuti Shahara.
Hunter by Dung Wang Gang, which apparently translates as Big Forget Woodpool. It's a project of Beijing-based sound artist and composer Song Yuzhe, whose first band was called Mutugua, Wood Pushing Melon. I see a new trend kicking off for band names. Poet Heidi James has dropped by for a late night reading, possibly also a new trend. Good evening.
Hello.
And welcome. I saw you at Wilton's Music Hall a couple of weeks ago, which was the launch of Gwyneth Herbert's Sea Cabinet Project, and there you were sitting right at the front of the stage in an armchair.
That's right, nice and comfortable while the rest are actually working and singing, yes.
It's a very good place for a poet. But are you a poet? What manner of creative writer are you?
Well, I like to run the gamut of creative writing, so I'm a novelist, but I do write poetry and was lucky enough to work with Gwyneth and writing the libretto for the Sea Cabinet. So all sorts of things.
So when you say you wrote the libretto, all the lyrics that she sings?
No, that's all Gwynny. We worked together on the song Promises, which was really, really a wonderful experience to work with Gwyn on that. But no, she wrote all the lyrics of the songs and I wrote all the prose that links the songs, so the narrative that brings the songs together.
So, and you are speaking as the beachcombing woman.
Yeah, sort of moving in and out of her consciousness almost.
Well, let's get into the Sea Cabinet.
Silver in her hair catches the light, flashing like sardines in a shaft of sun. Wind as slow as salt. New page. She writes, a bone, 32 centimetres long, 5 centimetres in diameter, mammalian, possibly human. Sweet wrappers, assorted. 3 nuts, 5 bolts, all rusted, various sizes. A plastic milk bottle. A shell, metal alloy, as thick as a man's arm, half as long. Some lettering still legible. German, World War II.
Thank you.
to take off, take everything off with a bag full of my leaving. Fire and the metal flickering, wardrobe with clothes all done to store. Calming $6,000 in shackling, scuff up the shingle for the calming, to slip on my slippers and petticoats and fill all the pastures with their bones. Remember me, I claim you as my
spaces that interrupt between materials cause her fear. Objects jostle, neatly though. They are displayed according to classification, like with like. She must complete the collection, fill the space. Hope for a storm in the pressing clouds, the sea rising in columns of spite. She has no time for music, but sometimes memory returns a melody. The slow subside of ground. Things fall apart. The words fix in place. Acts of naming. The knuckle of her index finger protrudes. There are barnacles on her bones. Pain is carried on the cold wind. The sea takes and doesn't always give back. It doesn't always return. She notes down. a doll, leg missing. Strokes its hair. Poor sea orphan, she laughs. Talking to dolls now, I must be mad. The drift of objects. The slow revolve of borrowed motion. Creating a taxonomy of debris. Painstaking work. Vital.
Barnacles on her bones. That's great. Thank you very much, Heidi James, who is the poet who's part of the Sea Cabinet Project. And we also heard Gwyneth Herbert's Alderney. And we'll hear more from you, Heidi, before it's time to go, if that's all right.
Lovely.
So
thank
don't
you.
Don't go anywhere. Now, the Sea Cabinet visits Gateshead, Altrincham and the Wiltshire Jazz Festival next week, and Exeter, Morecambe and Nottingham the week after. Sounds like the tour from hell. No, it doesn't. It sounds really magic, but it is up and down the country. Can't they plan it better? And onward through the summer, and you're joining her again at Aldeburgh at the end of the summer, I believe.
That's right, yes, yeah.
Well, we're celebrating British music on Radio 3 all this month, and there was some great British music. Here's some more. Graham Fitkin is certainly one of our most gifted and prolific composers. You can catch harpist Ruth Wall and a local choir performing his score for Not Until We Are Lost, which is by Occam's Razor, who are a great aerial theatre group, and they're on at the Rose Theatre, Kingston, next week. Well worth seeing and well worth hearing the score. But now, here's a piece he wrote for eight hands and two pianos. There is a great weight on my head tonight. Thank you. There Is a Great Weight on My Head Tonight by Graham Fitkin. And it featured Eleanor Alberger, Graham Fitkin himself, Shel R. Sutherland and Era Lynn Wallen, that's Byron Wallen's sister, on two Bösendorfer's Imperial pianos. Very impressive. And I told you Graham Fitkin was prolific. You can hear his Chain of Command, played by Power Plant, on Saturday 15th of June at Spitalfields Music Festival. Early this week, I was said that I was making my way down to the V&A to visit the Bowie Is exhibition, and I did go, and I was impressed. But actually, the moment, strangely enough, that I remember most of all is at the end of it, when I emerge into the gift shop and I suddenly heard the tune that you're about to hear, and it brought a lump to my throat.
Sons of the silent age, stand on platforms, blank books and notebooks, sit in back rows of city limits, lay in bed, coming and going on easy terms. Sons of the silent age, pace their rooms like a cell's dimension, rise for a year or two, then make war, search through their one-inch thoughts, then decide it couldn't be done. Silent age, listen to tracks by Sam Therapy and King Dice. Sons of the silent age, pick up in bars and cry only once. Sons of the silent age, make love only once, but dream and dream. Don't walk, they just glide in and out of life. They never die, they just go to sleep one day.
Tune. Sons of the Silent Age by David Bowie from the Heroes album. It sounded to me like he was inventing Murakami before Murakami did there. Now, we'll be back next week with Lake Junction, and the climax of the week will be next Thursday, the Lake Junction session, which features three extreme musicians, Elaine Michener on vocals, Alistair Roberts on vocals and guitar, and Irvin Arditi on violin. In a little while, we're going to hear a good night, really. A good night poem from Heidi James. But first, let's hear from Mulgrew Miller, who sadly died last week, aged only 57. Jazz critic John Fordham wrote that his dazzling piano technique sometimes sounded as if it was about to burst the stays of the tightly harmonised, straight-swinging bebop style on which his work is founded. Well, here he is with Charlotte Moffat on bass and Terry Lyne Carrington on drums with Powell's Prances.
She blows out the candles, the room lined with shelves heavy with specimens. She shuffles in the crowded room, mindful of havoc wreaked by loose limbs, pulls out her bed, unfolding the metal springs and mattress. Awake here and also there, the sea is multiple, tireless. Hanging in the corner is a wedding gown, stitched together from fishing nets and sail silk, once industrious, now bridal, a hopeful drapery, just in case.
Thanks very much, Heidi James, for coming tonight. That was a little more from the Sea Cabinet. Well, that's it for Lake Junction for this week. We'll be back on Tuesday night, as ever. So you're listening to BBC Radio 3, 90 to 93 FM on digital radio and online. And now, Through the Night with John Shea.
Hello, I'm John Shea. Welcome to Through the Night on BBC Radio 3. And we're starting today with one of the highlights of the 2009 BBC Proms, the concert by the West Eastern Divan Orchestra and their founder-conductor Daniel Barenboim. The orchestra brings together young Israelis and Arabs, every player listening intently to the voice of the composer and to each other, as Barenboim says. And we'll hear them in Wagner, Berlioz and, first of all, Liszt. Les Préludes borrows its title from the poet Alphonse Lamartine, whom Liszt claimed as his inspiration. Hans von Bülow explains the title by asking, "What else is our life but a series of preludes to that unknown hymn, the first solemn note of which is intoned by death?"
Thank you.